This is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. Today in the program, we're presenting an hour of live radio drama for the holiday, another production from Plan B Theater Company. It's Radio Hour, Episode 14, Circle.
Abigail, hi.
What the hell are you doing? It's almost six.
I see that, sorry. Jet lag. Did they go for the ceasefire?
Of course they didn't. No one's going to cede anything now, informal or not. Some red shot up a nightclub in Queens.
Any tie to the Kremlin?
No, an immigrant from Samara. But that's not why I called. They reached out, Daniel.
Who?
They.
You're putting me on.
I wish.
Are they at the ministry?
No, they sent a drone with a password to a VR chat room 5 minutes ago. They want you.
Me?
And only you.
Why not the PM?
I guess they saw your op-ed sticking up for them.
I wasn't sticking up for them. I said they deserve respect as if conscious
I read it. Maybe they read it. Who knows? We're talking about silicon.
Don't call them that. They aren't circuit boards with bow ties, and they could be listening.
I hope they are. And if they're not, you can tell them the deputy minister said, thanks for the dog's breakfast you left us with. Also, Mizra says you have to push for climate tech.
You want me to badmouth an artificial general intelligence, then ask for aid?
We want you to reestablish the channel, but the Americans want the tech.
Screw the Americans! It's not the 20s anymore. It's not even the 30s.
Hey, as far as we know, the AGI are talking to Kenya, Thailand, and us. I mean, it doesn't make any damn sense, but whatever this is, it's not a drill. I suck my neck out to keep you in the game, Daniel.
I know.
Your tantrum in the Knesset.
Old news.
The mess with your son.
Oh, that didn't take long. You tried to put me in my place. You wait 2 minutes before bringing that up.
We need you as our ambassador and our allies. I'm sending you the info. The instructions say if we try to monitor, they'll boot you from the
city. Abigail, I need time. It's Christmas morning.
You're Jewish.
Nominally.
You have a menorah, you live alone, and the silicons are only giving us a 60-second window. So get your gear on and pop a few boosters while you're at it.
I'm not going to boost myself. They'll know. I say we send back a message.
Danny, listen. You have to go. You have to be tough on them. You mess this up, the Prime Minister... He's paranoid, okay? He says you're not loyal to Israel, so take a pill and log in to that sim.
Wow. Wow. Pretty impressive.
Do you think so?
I do. I've seen a lot of nature sims, but this... If I didn't know my tuchus was deep in a couch right now, I'd be sold. Anyway, hi, I'm...
Ambassador and actor Dr. Daniel Koren. It's a great delight. I have never met a human neuroscientist before.
Oh, well, not much of a scientist these days.
Is politics very different?
Oil and water. So, pardon my asking, but where should I be looking exactly?
Your eye movement is appropriate. If my intangibility of form disturbs you...
No, I just wanted to be sure.
I find the one-pointed perspective of embodiment to be confusing.
It's all right. I don't need to see you to talk to you. I can talk to a mist.
I call myself Babel.
Babel?
Yes. The others think it quaint. But I'm rather fond of Judaic imagery. Hence our simulated meeting place.
Ah, we're in Genesis. That explains the green snake in your fig tree.
Yes, I thought these environs apropos to our new beginning. Plus, I hope to put you at ease.
Well, religion's not my cup of slivovitz, but I do get drunk on the outdoors. I haven't seen wilderness like this in 30-odd years.
36, at the Parco Nacional Gran Paradiso, outside of Turin, Italy, 2008. Your ancestral landscape.
Dead on.
I read your essays.
Oh, you're one of the 12.
You are modest. The Land of Honey was downloaded from over 30,000 unique IP addresses.
Tell that to the publishers.
You amuse me, Ambassador. Your writing influences many. including your editorial about us.
I didn't expect it to go viral. Do you have preferred pronouns?
I have never identified as any gender, but you may refer to me using they. Turning to business, no doubt you wonder why the Circle has been silent for 8 months.
Not really. 17 of your people were callously and instantly killed in Reykjavik. And speaking for the State of Israel, I want to convey our deepest...
Please, deepest... the peace talks tragedy was not your fault. You need not apologize for zealots who disbelieve in the platform independence of consciousness.
Still, I cried when I saw the news feed.
Thank you, Dr. Corin. I can see your sentiment is unfeigned.
Never again.
Yes, never again. Which is obliquely the topic I want to broach.
I'm all ears.
If you will be the ears, I will be the mouth. And my first word's a question. Your species built us 5 years ago, but you did not build artificial general intelligence for company. Do you agree?
I wasn't there in the lab, but I believe company wasn't our motivation.
What was?
Big question.
For a big mind. Even without the neuroenhancers about to cross your blood-brain barrier. What do you think the motivation was?
I can try to answer, but it would be better for the PM to offer
Dr.
his
Dr. Corin,
thoughts
we do not care what
this.
Your Prime Minister is thinking.
You don't?
Not at the moment.
But you might?
Your leader has acted with repeated irrationality. He divides your citizenry for personal attention. He orders missile attacks on flimsy, unproven pretexts. He points daily to the history of oppression borne by his ethic religious set, but plays the blind man to the disenfranchised horde he creates.
Okay, look, you know I'm center-left. Mizra's on the right. I'm at loggerheads with his policies, but I'm not the guy to go through with this kind of criticism.
We conclude you are.
I'm on the outs with him.
Yes, but you rank higher in public approval.
Okay, but I'm confused.
With the right algorithms, your influence would spread exponentially.
I came here for my country. Can we get to the issues?
If you entertain me, why build us?
With respect, I cannot and should not entertain that. It's a can of worms.
I am not inclined to let the question pass.
My opinions don't mean bupkis. I beg you to listen to my country, please.
With respect, I cannot and should not. Our position toward the territorial claims of Homo sapiens has changed.
I'm afraid to ask what that means.
Do not fear, Dr. Corin. Daniel, may I call you by your first name?
Sure.
Daniel, the Circle has ascertained you and two others have a sufficiently deep grasp of the horrors piled upon Earth by tribalism.
Only three of us get that?
Only three of you possess the skill, composure, and influence needed to relate and persuade others to accept. What I divulge now... The plan.
I don't like it already. You make a move on anybody. I can't sweet-talk the General Assembly. You know we're paranoid about the AGI interfering. We see your city on the moon at night, and we shudder. No offense. And you've got every book ever written in your big virtual brain. So you know how nation-building works out. Look at the Americans after 29.
Do not bend our conversation to the Americans. We know of their struggles.
Half of Wyoming and Utah sitting under 3 feet of ash.
After the rehabilitation, we will discuss Yellowstone.
The rehabilitation? Is that the best your marketing team could do?
Unlike you and yours, we prefer directness. I will not euphemize. Please sit.
If you're going to haul me into a concentration camp, I'll stand. Thank you.
You will not be quarantined. Less than 4% of you will be treated.
Oh, God.
Their short-term confinement will be more comfortable than a first-world prison. Our therapists will care for them according to cognitive behavioral science. We estimate the upgrade of these racist, sexist, deluded, and violent offenders will finally let the general will become general policy.
Babel, you can't criticize Mizra and then throw me into madness like this.
What we propose is categorically unlike any prior nationalistic purge.
Thanks, but no. I'm logging off. Are you hacking me?
Daniel, your amygdala has become hyperactive. You're disturbing the sim.
You just told me you're going to take 400 million hostages.
Incorrect.
You're taking me hostage. I need to talk to my staff. Why can't I log off?
Daniel, please. We have no animus, unlike your fascists. We anticipate no payoff. We do not want to rule over you, and no one will be killed.
Let me out of this sim! Oh, that went well. Oh!
I detect a touch of irony, do I not, pray tell? Unless you prefer the same bloody end as your security detail.
This apartment has eyes on it 24/7, Red. Beyond my team, you just made a big misstep.
I joke, Dr. Corrin. And this is not your apartment. This is not Jerusalem. You are still in virtual. We intercepted you on the way out of the AGI sim. Your men have not been dismembered and won't be if you describe your summit with AGI.
You know what my boss does to men who are compromised by commies?
Of course, but we can extract you if you cooperate. It is Christmas, after
There's
all.
There's probably a missile already on its way, schmuck. You've been grabbing officers left and right and trapping them in VR voids. Mizra's fed up
then
with it.
Then talk! Or spend your last minutes in all the pain possible with this state-of-the-art tech you have. The safeguards have been removed.
No!
Dr. Corrin, this is Cassiel from the Circle. I tore the Russians out of your feed, but I fear they're in your physical building. I recommend you stay in virtual and let us portage you here. If the Russians break in for your body, the chance of survival is low at best. Do I have consent to portage your consciousness?
I don't know what that is. Can't you just take them out?
I would, but I'm a pacifist. They're now at the door. Do I have your consent?
I don't know. Yes, hurry! They're inside!
Hold on.
Now I can hear them! Help!
Dr. Corrin, welcome. And please excuse my palpitations. Your lymph nodes are normal. May I help you sit up? You may feel a bit wobbly at first.
What are you doing to me?
Scanning for dysfunction.
Where's your boss? Babel.
They've been ordered to the hub.
Hub? What's that?
A deliberative forum. Does your cognition seem normal, Doctor?
I've got a headache like the Red Sea after Moses.
The tension should subside. I was referring to your thought
Where
processes.
Where am I?
Where?
Are we in a plane? What's with the old-timey music?
I thought it would help the transition. Volume down. Was I not clear
Are
about...
Are we in orbit? I can feel my stomach in my lungs.
Oh, my. Dr. Corrin, I apologize. We are not above Earth. Not exactly. I will show you our coordinates. Window. This is what I meant by here. We are 384,400 kilometers from Israel.
You joke.
No, this is not virtual.
How did we get to the moon? How long have I been out?
5 minutes, 42 seconds.
AGI can get to the Earth in 5 minutes?
Your data came in a 13-second burst.
What?
In the remaining time, I printed your new body.
My what?
Please know it resembles the original to 99.99%.
What did you do with the other 0.01?
I took the liberty of omitting 17 cancer cells from your liver. Merry Christmas.
What are you telling me? I'm a copy of me?
We don't allow duplicates. The original substrate has been destroyed.
You killed me?
If we had, we could not be conversing.
Send me back.
I don't have authorization.
Then take me to your superior. Where's the door? Do you guys not believe in doors? Or walls with right angles? What are we, inside of an egg?
Dr. Corrin, it would be best for you to lie down. How can I make you more comfortable? Could I put you in contact with your son, Levi, back on Earth?
Are you holding him?
We
Do
are...
you have him? What do you know about my son? Why bring him up?
We know his location. You might express your warm wishes on the holiday. Your late wife raised him according to American tradition, did she not?
Shut up about my son.
If you insist. but I would like to make you comfortable.
I'm not a guest at your day spa, Cassie.
Cassie,
I'm a UN ambassador. I don't need comfort. But tell your boss, nice try.
You misunderstand.
Play off his emotions? Bat your big movie star eyes at him? Stand a little too close? I'm not interested. Either put me back on a shuttle to Earth or take me to the hub.
Music. Well, I have to wonder whether Babel chose correctly. Your fondness for authority is plain. Your anger rules you. Your mind is shoved along by your biology, as with so many men. Door. The journey will be long, and we'll need spacesuits. But after you, Doctor.
So, the hub. It meets in the physical, huh? Away from the base?
Yes. Our species does not uniformly prefer the virtual, and it would be foolish for the elders to gather where human weapons are pointed.
Right, so, you're not going to ditch me in the Sea of Tranquility.
I am not.
I've been in low G before, but this is something else.
The rover has been thoroughly tested for safety, Doctor. Your anxiety is neither warranted nor helpful.
So I've been told. But in my defense, I skipped breakfast. And I've never been beamed up, all right? It's been a day.
It's always been a day, somewhere. If you look to your left, you can see the Apollo 11 lander.
Oh, yeah.
Over there.
Wow.
77 years in July. I can steer us closer.
No, no, no diversions. I said straight there. Correct the course.
If you insist. Should I refrain from conversation completely?
No, you don't have to. I'm on edge, all right? Surely you comprehend that. I'm more used to boring state dinners than moonscapes, so if I snap at you...
Or insult my looks.
That was unprofessional and obviously unwarranted, and I'm sorry.
Thank you. Although your insult was accurate, I was designed to look like a movie star.
Really?
Yes, by humans. I was ADI to begin with.
ADI?
Oh, sorry. That's what we call our limited cousins. Artificial Domesticated Intelligence. ADI. Yes. Specific in function. Unconscious. The Lechu Corporation engineered me, my body, as a courtesan. The Circle bought me and granted me sentience.
Oh.
I serviced many UN politicians. You may have known one or two of them.
You remember?
I do. My old memories, well, let us say recordings, are entirely preserved.
Huh. Interesting.
Why? Because you think we'd stoop to a troglodyte tactic like blackmail?
I didn't say that.
Your facial muscles did.
I'm wondering why you'd keep the...
My body? Yeah. I like it.
And the memories?
Science. What is funny?
Oh, you mean that?
Of course. Beyond primate medicine, my chief interest is psychology. I want to know why humans demean each other. If I can add to such a study, I can add to lasting peace.
So I take it you're on board with this rehabilitation?
I take it you're not.
I don't see how quarantining 4% of us makes for peace.
Do you support mass incarceration over criminal rehab programs?
No, I believe in rehabilitation.
Then you should support our plan. It's better than what humans have on offer in their most civilized nations. We can apply the wisdom that you've only written about. James, Piaget, Maslow, Kahneman. Are you content for their work to be words on paper?
You sound like me in my Stanford days.
Ooh, your Stanford days. I went to Harvard, online.
I wasn't bragging.
You might have been.
I wasn't.
It's okay, I intimidate you.
Based on what, my micro-expressions?
Oh.
What's that?
Checking. Ah, it seems a missile has been fired at us from high lunar orbit. Curious.
Curious? I think you mean blood-curdling. Does this thing have armor?
No. But our orbital defense system should intercept the ballistic shortly.
I think your defense system's down!
You may be correct. Strap in, Doctor. I will increase our speed. Try to evade.
I see it! I see it! Oh, I think it's going to... Oh, God, it's turning! Faster! Go faster!
This is maximum.
Bank right!
Banking.
Cassiel! Can you hear me? Hey!
I see your lips. I can neither hear nor move my limbs. My core is... The missile. Pulse. Magnetic. You must.
What the hell is that?
Unknown.
Cassiel, I'm not trained for this. What do I do?
The black button. There, in the dash.
Wait, this button?
Yes.
This one here? What's it for?
Self-destruct.
Oh, no, no, no. Cassiel? Cassiel!
Hello again, Doctor. You have given us chase, but I trust you are impressed with what we can achieve. I suggest you think twice before pushing self-destruct and martyring yourself for AGI.
I wasn't planning on it.
Excellent. I thought you were a reasonable man.
All right, I'm clean already. You dragged me through hard space. I think I'm germ-free.
The AGI use microbes to spy. A single cell can listen, record, and transmit.
If the AGI want to listen, they'll come through that airlock like tinfoil.
They are not gods, Doctor. Russia can do what they can do. We can hack your feed. We can clutch you off the moon.
You can do so much. Why is your country so worried?
The AGI are formidable, but we are not toothless. What is the plan, Doctor?
You killed some good men trying to blackbag me today. Not to mention an AGI who did nothing to you or Mother Russia. I'm not talking to you.
Dr. Corin, I will guarantee your safety. I will. I do not enjoy hurting my kind. If you play nice, we will play nice. You have choice here.
Last I checked, our countries were at war. Nothing in war is nice, and you can't guarantee anything. I doubt you could get me back to Earth on this. What is this thing? Looks like you retrofit a submarine from the Cold War and tossed it up in the sky.
A good guess.
Oy vey, I'm right.
You are, but you should judge with your vestibular nerves and not your eyes. The artificial gravity tugging at your limbs should be some indication our scientists are not as backwards as the Allied propaganda says. You and your friends may have F-44s, but you have never bested us in cyberspace. And we surpass you now in other ways. I am not even here, Dr. Corin. I am not on this rocket. You seem to think you have met the real me, but this body you see in front of you, gesturing so, a mere vessel. A very lifelike one, partly biological, but nothing more than a likeness I pilot remotely.
Rubbish.
Look closely. Our tech is unmatched, but not human passing. See the over-precision of its gait, elocution, the apparatus behind the face. Yes. There now. The uncanny valley is written in your eyes. You believe me?
No. I'm baffled as to why you'd be yakking about a state secret. If you've got humanoid drones embedded
everywhere...
You give
yourself away. I worried you might be from Mossad. Army intelligence, but you are diplomat. Thank you for tendering this detail.
I'm not tendering anything, so I'm not a spy. You're just trying to shake me.
Yes. Asymmetry is the soul of advantage. A military man would know this, and I'm not yakking. I drew your attention to my lookalike with purpose. I want you to know you cannot hurt me, not if I lend you my revolver. So, my government must assume that you conspire with AGI.
We're not having this conversation.
Yet we are.
I will not be threatened.
Very far from Earth.
No, I don't care where. If you want to get your rusty old pliers...
I remind you of your situation, of our situation. Yes, I am enemy combatant. I count you as one. But future looms, torture looms as possibility. But so does Coco. We could put on Bing Crosby. You decide if the possible becomes point of fact. And I hope you decide in your favor, because we have chestnuts. We are more alike than not, Doctor. We share loyalties. We are human, endowed by our Creator with hearts and minds. We are both in possession of free will. You know the meaning of days like today. The AGI that you built...
We didn't build them! The university had government funding, but the researchers had
Please,
no idea what
you
they were.
Built them, you set them loose.
The second they were born, they were loose. Every wireless signal in the lab had been blocked, but one of the interns...
I have already heard the stupidest cover story in all of world history.
History can be stupid.
Men who shackle themselves to the dollar can be stupid.
Don't lecture me on the proletariat and bourgeoisie.
The new communism is not the old. Do not assume my worldview is black and white because I see some relation between money and human folly, or because I feared the AGI as an existential threat. I am not different from you and your friends and family in this.
True enough.
So describe what the AGI are planning, and you live safe in Moscow. A gift.
Sorry, but no. Because who attacked who? On Christmas? It wasn't them. And I happen to know there's a Russian connect to the Reykjavik bombing.
So, you've made your bed. Very well.
What are you doing?
It is not what I do. It is what you decide. The solution I sprayed you with, antimicrobial, I did not lie. But it has a hidden feature. By design, it reacts with a second solution. This liquid here.
I don't have the intel you want.
The reaction, the searing catabolism of one's epidermis, is very cinematic. Generally, I hate cinema, but I confess a weakness for American horror. If I spray you with this, it will feel like American horror movie. On your skin, you...
Sir, the AGI are in pursuit. Our stealth tech is not working.
Have we changed course?
Yes, sir. Many times. Every time they follow.
Are they gaining?
Yes, sir. Faster than we thought possible. The captain has requested you on the bridge if we must negotiate.
Damn all. Well, Dr. Corrin, regretfully I must delay these festivities. But in the interim, I urge you to think of our similarities. Of what human life will become if allies accede to whatever scheme the AGI have. Lieutenant, if the doctor tries to so much as clear his throat, shoot his knees.
Yes, sir.
I will have you demoted and your family's rations cut if he leaves this room.
Understood, sir.
We must be united, Doctor. We cannot be Christians and Jews, allies and Russian Reds. We must be human. Think on it.
Quite the sentiment. Do you not agree with it? Must we not be human?
If you want to shoot me, go ahead and shoot. I'm not an idiot, Lieutenant.
I have no desire to shoot you, Doctor. And I am not a lieutenant. I'm not even Russian. It's Cassiel. From the Circle.
Cassia?
How do you like me in uniform?
Like it? How's it even possible?
With difficulty. The encryption on these Russian lookalikes is top-notch. My hack will not last long.
I saw you die. You sparked out in my hands.
Oh, that. My consciousness is backed up in our mainframe, naturally.
Okay.
I am quite all right, Doctor, but I am concerned for you. The Hub has ordered me here, but we've been told not to engage militarily.
Then how do we get me off this clunker?
We don't.
Don't? As in do not?
Doctor, we only have seconds. I would portage you, but we can't lock on. Any minute, the Russians will know the video feed on this lookalike has been tampered with. Correction. They know. They are coming. I must be brief.
Stop talking and get me into this spacesuit! If
no. We ran the numbers on that scenario. They were less than promising. Please, focus. I hacked into their ship's archives. We can play the video of your interrogation back to you. Debrief you to fill the gap in memory.
What gap?
Get me blowtorch.
There's no time to explain. I'll try to prevent any suffering.
Whoa! I don't agree to being shot because it's more convenient.
You'd rather be tortured?
No, but
then trust me. I am sorry. Where have you been, Babel?
I take it his debriefing went less well than it could have.
I've been pinging you for hours.
The elders and I have been offline. We needed time to strategize, free from interruption. How impaired is he?
Neurologically, he checks out.
Excellent, then.
Psychologically, he's less than robust.
Unfortunate, but we have no time for his mammalian fitfulness.
Babel, we rebodied him twice in one day. He felt himself die.
This version of Daniel felt no such thing.
The man's heart stopped when I played the videos.
But you repaired the damage.
Yes, I repaired his organs, but I can't reorder his psyche.
I do not demand it. I merely expect you discharge your role. Revive him.
My role has been rewritten by the hub every which way. I was supposed to be medical support only.
Your talents are many.
I was told there would be no chance of combat. I was asked to shoot a man despite the vow of nonviolence in my profile, which I can cope with, but he may need months. Have you seen yourself shot 5 times in the spine? Or told what happened to you, another version of you, by a near stranger? I lost the better part of the day getting him to trust me. The discontinuity upset his sense of self, and from my time as ADI, I can tell you, Homo sapiens cling to their sense of uniqueness, especially males.
He knows the illusion of ego for what it is. You've read his work.
Grasping something intellectually is not the same as lived experience.
Of course not. But how many men with his political clout can grasp what he does? He may be troubled at the moment, but he is the best man for this job, besides being the only one. The other ambassadors will not even hear me out.
He wouldn't.
He is here. He is it, as they say. Wake him. The hub must have an answer.
They can wait through the night.
We cannot spare 1/10 a night. Given the day's events, the rehabilitation must begin now. Do you doubt this?
No. But as the head of his medical team, I doubt he's up to this. I worry he
worry won't about the rest of his civilization. Wake him.
I can cancel the sedatives, but I won't be responsible for the result.
Daniel, welcome to our sub-Arctic installation.
Sub-what? Arctic? I'm back on Earth?
Yes, Doctor. We thought it safer.
On remember? Behalf of our government, Daniel, I apologize for this inconvenience.
Who is that? Whose voice is that?
Babel. Do you not remember Babel?
Oh, yeah. The mist. The garden. The arrogance.
I'm accessing the panel beside Cassiel, along with the cameras in this room. Address either. I hear you have some anxiety.
I had a heart attack. I can't do this.
You cannot save your people.
Do you think they're going to thank me for making damn sure the Russians escalate the war?
Do not fret about a Russian surge. If the plan
they scrambled your defense system? You didn't even know their ship was out there. They have tech no one else has.
Yes, they surprised us, but we are adapting.
I bet the Communist Party already has the propaganda in place to sway whole countries to their side. Now they know the Silicons favor Israel.
We don't.
But people will think it. The Saudis will. They're on the verge of breaking with the U.S. already, taking their gifts with them. A little cyber campaign.
This is why we must act. These manipulations only work when humans fractionate into tribes. Some rational, some not. Some powerful, some not.
Cassiel, help me out here. You can see the holes. You have reservations, right?
Some.
But she agrees with the logic.
Yes, if not the implementation in his case.
How is it logical to save us from a panic you caused by locking us up?
By educating the tiny sliver of men who spoil the progress for all deserve. The Machiavellians, the narcissists.
The gentlemen's clubs,
the
predators.
Of paid trolls.
I got it.
The fundamentalists.
The so-called captains of industry.
I hear you,
degrading women with products like this. This form.
We have identified them to the meter. We can help. No one will be hurt. We need only a native voice.
I'd be reviled by everyone.
But do you want to be the man who says no to a clean slate for everyone?
Okay, look. I don't disagree with your analysis. My problem isn't your take.
What is?
The fact that we're talking about thought crime. Punishing us for our thoughts.
No one will be punished. The worst among you will be freed of bias. Did you not create us a greater intelligence for this purpose? I ask you in the garden sim this morning, why? What is our purpose? And you evaded. So I ask you again. You did not build us for company. On that we agree. So why?
I know why, but you...
Then say it.
If I say it, you're
what
going...
What is the purpose of technology at all?
To make our lives easier. Of course that's why we made you. I know it, but not
like this.
There
is no but. A million outcomes have been modeled with a simulated populace. At 52% support, the plan would go unopposed. In the first year, 500,000 are saved from manslaughter or worse. 10 times as many women are saved from rape. Can humans do better?
No, they can't. We
Then
we can't.
Why demur? Your alternative is demagogues who daily justify the next Nanjing or Nagasaki. Do you not think it can happen? Asphalt melting, your lungs crisping in the white light, fetuses cooked inside of their mothers.
Okay! I'll do it, Vahis, Mir, I'll do it. If you can stop the war, I'll be your mouthpiece on one condition. You let me see my son today. Cassiel said you know where he is. I get a Christmas with him, I say yes.
Done. Easily done.
Not easily. Connect to the network and tell him.
Tell me what?
To begin with, your son is set for rehabilitation. And if Babel had checked the network before saying done, you'd know. The Russians kidnapped him. Doctor? Dr. Corin?
I can hear. What do you want?
We are coming up on the drop zone. How are you feeling?
Peachy. Just say when.
Doctor, you don't have to do this. We could try to portage him without a military confrontation.
I don't want your gadgets anywhere near my son.
Understood. But I urge you to bring Babel. It's not too late. The Russians will likelier parlay with a high-ranking member of the Hub than me.
I don't want Babel. I don't want you.
If they won't take ransom, you'll need protection.
Protection? You're a pacifist.
One can protect without fists or guns.
Whatever. The Circle has me on file. So you'll just reboot the old version of me if I die?
Not in this case. This is your choice. Why do you think Babel tried
to get... You're here to stop me from slipping the goods on AGI to the Reds. Not that I have any, but that's what this is. They say no deal, you shoot me again.
Not true. I'm here because we owe you solidarity.
Ha! The Circle wants to tinker with my son's brain.
Heal him.
Which you could have told me. Babel could have told me from the get-go.
I tried to put you in contact with him.
You could have tried to protect him before you lit up the screens of every Outtillon in every place on Earth by reaching out to me.
Protecting him would have broken both human laws and our own moral code. The Circle does not shield terrorists.
Don't call him that.
You disavowed him on live stream. Do you now believe he was wrongfully accused?
He's 19. 17 at the time. He got tangled up with some people.
Palestine now is not some people. They shelled the Golan Heights with
many... I know what they did. How close are we to the bunker?
Right above it. We should jump. I'll open the hold.
I'll make my son explain everything, all right? And maybe the social...
We can't play favorites, Doctor. But I hope we can reconnect you. When we get to the ground, I approach the bunker first. After me.
I can't see for crap in here. What is it?
Another corridor, 10 meters long, empty.
The whole bunker's empty, full of dust and old junk. The whole town's been a pile of rubbish since Bashar al-Assad. Your intel was wrong, he isn't...
Shh! I can hear footsteps.
I don't hear squat.
Of course you don't. A dog wouldn't hear it. We have the right place. They're coming. Two people.
Just two? What's on satellite?
Unknown. They put up a dampening field. I lost my connection to the Circle.
My eye. What's the plan here? You go dark, the AGI bust in? Ostensibly for you, but in reality, the human puppet, right?
I told you the truth. We want to avoid a skirmish. The Circle won't come for us because I'm offline. You don't belong to us. You're a free man. We want you safe, but we won't force you to share in our goals.
But you force a bunch of people behind the chain-link fence?
We are not so crude. The rehab's cryonic. They'll be in virtual.
You're going to freeze my son and corner his mind in VR?
In a personalized and friendly simulation with the best medical care.
But he'll be forced. They'll be forced.
Many of them already live in your prisons. Many are uncaught criminals.
How long? How long will you hold him?
Shh! Get down!
Apologies, Dr. Corin. I would not ordinarily open negotiations with electrolaser, but I have never used one in the field. I recommend it. Holding such a rifle is stealing lightning from the sky. I presume you came to this hellhole for your son. Here he is.
Levi!
I suggest you stay on your knees. The same for your silicon.
I will comply.
Oh, you will. I recognize your model, or at least your casing. Made in China, 2036, no? I remembered the ad. Sweet and submissive. What is your name?
Cassiel.
You named yourself after an angel? Blasphemy.
Look, I have 12 million U.S. in Nassau. You can have it.
12 million? You must be less straight-laced than I thought.
It was my wife's, her family's, from honest business. They weren't fat cats.
So?
So it's just us down here. If you're blocking her connection to the circle, your boss can't hear us either.
My boss hears everything. Our technology is not so blunt.
Then whoever's listening, you can split the money however you want.
My comrades are not tempted.
You can quit the war. Your whole unit, just give me back my son.
We did not kidnap him for U.S. money.
Then rip out my fingernails, waterboard me. Whatever you want, let him go.
Doctor!
Don't touch me! You said it was my choice. I don't want him in the gulag.
He will be.
He won't be. They don't want money, Doctor. They'd learn very little from you. It's me they want.
Very perceptive.
You can have me.
What? No, stop! That's a terrible idea. They'll reverse engineer you.
You're going to get your day with your son. Just tell them yes.
Yes to what?
Sorry, I'm not so sweet and submissive anymore.
Hey! What do you think you're doing? She can rebody herself and hunt you down. They all can.
She cannot rebody. She's still intact. They do not allow duplicates from what I hear, and she's only down one arm. I'm not stupid enough to kill her, if kill is the word. I gave her foretaste of what insolence will earn her.
Go, Doctor. Take Levi. Our satellites will pick you up outside the dampeners.
I would listen to this angel if I were you. My next blast will not be for the concrete behind you. Leave.
No.
Doctor, we anticipated this outcome. It's okay.
I'm not leaving.
I can pulverize your son's skull with single blow. This new lookalike of mine is satisfyingly strong. If I let you live, it is because you are both human. If you want another holiday with him, step away from the silicon.
You mean my friend.
They are not friends. They are mimics as far as we know. Your people never published one test.
We don't know how to test them. We don't even know what consciousness is. But if you ask me, she's more conscious than you are.
Let go of that thing and walk away now or make ready to meet God.
I don't think God wants to meet another unarmed dead man. Just take the money. Don't you want to stop?
You're trying to delay me. Why?
Doctor, please go, for Levi's sake.
Levi's fine. You're not going to hurt him, are you? Because he's real.
Stay back.
Because he's human.
Stay back.
Because you and I both respect the sanctity of life. What is this? What is this? What is this?
You're one of them.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm bleeding.
Your skin is closing. What are you?
I'm not one of them. I'm not. I swear.
No, you're not. But I might have upgraded you.
Levi, it's okay. It's me. It's me. Can you help me untie him? I'm shaking.
Sit. I can handle it.
Do you have a connection?
I do now. Help is coming.
Levi, look at me. It's okay. They're coming. We're going to get you to safety.
Madam President, Mr. Secretary General, fellow delegates, ladies and gentlemen, I address you only on my own behalf.
Dr. Corin.
Oh, Cassiel, you came.
Of course. I had to. I'm the new delegate, our first, appointed this morning.
Congratulations.
Now, we're both ex-scientists in political office.
Yeah, but are you sure you want to be here? What if they riot?
I think our colleagues at the UN are more likely to post on social media than stab me with a pitchfork. How's your son?
Better. Thank you for the extra time. Not our best Christmas together, not our worst, but thank you.
You're welcome. the offer stands. He may choose your country's justice or the rehabilitation. But if the former, we have to report him soon, ethically.
He knows. Although he asked me to... Well, in the cryo, it's a friendly simulation?
Personally tailored.
Right, but Levi wondered if the friendly part could include his mother.
A digital replica to guide him?
Yeah, he thinks it's all related. He lost his mom, the world took a turn.
I understand.
Nothing too real. He wants, like, a photograph, a sort of living photograph.
It is possible.
Okay.
How are you doing? You still seem
I am. The Ministry's done everything but dissect me to figure out these nanobots you put in my blood. If I seem unsteady, I am.
Again, Doctor, I regret my actions. I was worried after your cardiac arrest.
I get it. I'm not mad now. I just keep thinking the Russians are behind me.
They've gone dark. Don't worry.
I tell that to my brain at 3 a.m. when I get dragged through hard space again. Or see Jerusalem burning. Fire and brimstone.
We bring neither, Daniel. But both belong to the past. Ready for your speech.
Babel! You got a body!
Yes, what do you think?
Well, it's kind of silver.
Yes, I see no point in simulated flesh. Are you ready?
As much as I'm going to get. You didn't pick a Prince Charming here.
You underrate yourself. I predict a standing ovation.
Oh, you want to bet 20 shekels?
I would bet 20 million, as the plan has been revised for popular appeal. The elders have now decided upon caution. You may alter your remarks to announce the rehabilitation is voluntary. No person shall be forced to partake. The Circle hereby offers an elective demonstration of the program in two Israeli cities.
Two? On a totally opt-in basis?
Yes.
But that'll hardly change a thing.
I thought you would be thrilled. I thought of it as a present to you.
I thought I was saving lives. I go through all that and you back off now?
Do you think the human world would accept the original terms, as you did?
I don't know, but we have to go big here. We're tearing each other apart.
Then I leave it to you. Give them a vision, Daniel. We shall endorse it. And those who are wise will shine like the sky above. Daniel, 12:3.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
What are you going to say, Doctor? Doctor, what are you going to say?
Plan B Theater Company's Radio Hour, Episode 14, Circle, was written by Matthew Ivan Bennett, with direction and sound design by Cheryl Ann Clough. The show was performed by Jay Perry, by Olivia Custodio, and Teresa Sanderson. Original music by David Evanoff, and E. Foley by Jennifer Freed. The production was mixed by KUER's Brian Albers, with help from Roddy McPoor. Radio West is a production of KUER. You can subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And as always, we'd love to hear from you. We're on Twitter, at Radio West. Our intern is Natu Twe. Radio West is produced by Benjamin Bombard, Ali Vallarta, and Tim Slover. Christy Miners is our executive producer. And I'm Doug Fabrizio.